All right, so you've had your break, thought about some stuff, and do we have some good questions?
Yes, we do. Mostly, though, the first one seems to be a lot about confusion around the subject. And so,
all right.
Anyway, it seems a lot of us listening here would be on our last lifetime. I know I am, so this is particularly apt for me, although I think for many of us as well. I know the previous Money Manifestation 1 through 4 sessions have been great. Does that now, what we're doing here, tie it all together? So going forward, it seems like a mix. Sometimes use healing child, sometimes expanding image, sometimes Money Manifestation 1, all of which makes sense to me. Is there a good way to talk to our higher selves about which one to use, or just use intuition? I suppose we could write them down on a 3x5 card and sort of do an I Ching with them and our higher selves. And then somebody else says, I use the pendulum and find it useful. Yeah, that's a good idea, Val, thanks. I use kinesiology instead, but same idea. So anyway, this is kind of the first round of questions and comments.
Oh, good. All right. Well, we understand that, because one of the things that really helps in, as far as moving into the unknown, doing a new process, getting into a new direction and so on, is to know what to do when. What's the triggers, how to read the messages, how to respond the best way, and so on. And first of all, we'd like to say, don't worry about making the wrong decision about it. Yes, go with your intuition, see if that works. But there are ways that you can very clearly tell what is the challenge. You see, if you can identify whatever the stressful challenge is, what is it that's taking you out of balance, that's making you feel well, maybe you're not moving forward, maybe you're not moving, maybe you're stuck, maybe something's not quite right or together or whatever. When you get that kind of feeling, all right, first thing we would suggest is to expand your self-image. See if that takes care of it. If it doesn't, if there's still something that's kind of nagging at you, then check and see, is it child talking? Child is generally feeling insecure, unsafe, needs love, overwhelmed, worry about that, going to do the wrong thing and get into trouble and that kind of thing. So is it kind of a child energy, or is it an adolescent energy? It's like, well, I should be further along than this, shouldn't I? What do other people experience? Let me hear somebody else's stories, then I may have an idea how to do mine, you know. And if you don't have a frame of reference from somebody else, but you're looking for some kind of frame of reference, some kind of sense of order, it's probably your adolescent that needs it. If it's your young adult, just really lost, you know, what do I do? What do I do? It's just totally in blank mode, you know. So check and see if it's a younger self that's freaked out. That's why we were suggesting that over the next few weeks, calm your younger selves, you know, actually do it proactively, because when you're in new territory and you've plunged into the unknown, they think they've got to protect you, even though you're going to tell them, no, don't do that. They still like, but this is scary. You're scaring us. You're scaring me. Please stay out of there. Don't go there. You know, whatever. So you'll find that after a while, the most common thing you'll find is that your self-image shrinks down. And it may shrink down not because of a challenge. It just may shrink because you're not used to being expanded. So keep expanding it. And secondly, check on the child self and the adolescent self. They can be really freaked out. The third thing that is maybe that to look at is okay. What about the test? Maybe it's a test. Maybe the test is showing up. The test comes from your ego, your subconscious mind, and sometimes it can come from your slave driver. The test is, you know, you're in new territory. So the test is, but this is always the way you did it. When you always did it this way before. You always had this rift before. You always had this attitude. You always had this, don't you want to go back to the way you always did it? And if you find yourself in fear, that generally is your trigger to say that, okay, we've got a challenge, we've got a test going. Because fear is generally what shrinks you back the fastest. Okay, so if you have a fear and you can't really put your finger on what it is, it's probably your test. And if that happens, then what you have to do is reassert the future you're choosing. You have to expand your image. Just calm down your younger selves. And then step into your future self. And then pretty much you'll be able to do it. If you're working with your higher self can always help too. You can blend with your higher self as well. Or you can go and just get a good hug from your higher self and just get a download of love and healing and energy. You can call us in too. We'll be glad to do it. That's essentially the way you approach it. Because you're going to be disoriented for a while. That's just the way it is. Anytime that you're stretching to go to a new level and you put yourself energetically on that new level, which you do when you're wanting to manifest, right? You want to manifest at the level that you want to receive. You don't manifest where you're already at. You want more. So whenever you stretch, then there's always this gap, and you want to sustain your energy field, sustain your expansion, so that after a while your subconscious, your ego, your younger selves will go, oh, okay, this is the new normal, and then they'll calm down and the test will be done, and even if you fail the test and you freak out and you do something stupid that you've done before in the past as a younger person, then forgive yourself, expand your self-image, and just get back in there. You know, the sooner you do that, the less effort it's going to take. But eventually you'll get it to where you can just go, and so on. Now, there's going to be, as we discussed it in length, in the Magical Money Manifestation number 3, when we talked about momentum and we talked about the waves, there's always ebbs and flows. So you get into a flow and you will have an ebb. Don't freak out. That may not be your test. It may be your test, okay? The ebb means that all of a sudden that kind of the energy is like, I'm just gonna sit back a little bit. Sometimes you lose your motivation. So the key here is not to be concerned and worry, am I doing it right? If you get into that kind of concern and worry, you're in adolescent mode or young adult mode. There is no right, there is no wrong. Basically, you just want to be where you are consciously, right? And then if you can choose to be there consciously, then you can expand and get out of there and go wherever you want to go. But recognize, it's not all moving forward. You don't always just move forward. You don't always keep expanding. And sometimes you take a rest, you take a break, you pause. Okay, and you've got to distinguish the difference between the rest and break and the pause as one thing, which is a good thing, because that's where you integrate and reflect and assess. Okay, and you don't want to confuse that with the test where you shrink back in fear. So you want to make a distinction between those two states. Because if you feel things are ebbing and you feel that you want to pull back and so on, just look at it, okay, is it Is it that the slave driver is saying, you're not pushing and driving. You need to keep pushing and driving, because otherwise everything's going to fall apart. That's a test, okay? But if you just feel like, oh, okay, I just feel like I just want to nap. I just want to sit out under the tree and just think about things. Well, you have to give yourself some time to do that. That's the pause. That's the reflection. It may mean that when you wake up in the morning, if you don't have to get up and go to work right away, you can just lie there and think about things. Those times where you think about things, when you think about what you feel about this, what you think about that, those are the reflection times. And that will come too, because you want to have the wave of moving forward, expanding, and then you have the contraction. Now, if you're going to fear, you contract too much. Then you go into your lesser self. So just make sure that when you're pulling back and integrating and assessing and thinking about things, you're not in your lesser self. You're not coming from a lesser you. That'll be your key, okay? And if you can get that distinction, then you'll feel okay. You'll feel safe. You'll feel all is okay, and you'll be able to remember what we always say, everything's going according to plan, and it's all going to turn out well. And then you can, oh, okay, all right, I got it. And then you will be able to feel that trust in your divine plan. If you're shrinking in fear, you will not feel that trust. You will not be able to get to that place of, oh, it's okay. It really is. You'll be, oh, it's okay. Numb out. It's okay. Ignore, push away. You can get the difference between these two contexts, and that will give you the key as to which one it is. But you do need the rest. You do need the pause. It needs to be integrated into your life. You cannot just always be on the go, 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 and you will never, ever find yourself going in a straight line up to goal. As we said, it's never like that. Okay, you go here, then you come here, then you come here, then you come here, then you come here, and so on. It's waves. So be easy on yourself. Don't be hard on yourself. Don't worry about doing the right thing. Be present, okay? And then if you do that, you'll kind of get an orientation. You'll start getting an orientation to you, to who you are, and not to what you should be doing. It's very important for you to get that sense of authority in yourself and be able to read the waves and to read your feelings and sense, and just get a sense of, okay, what do I want to do? But as we can say at the very beginning of this question answered, when in doubt, expand your self-image. That's the first place you go if you feel off, okay? If you feel off, maybe you just need to go take a nap. Maybe you just need to go and veg in front of the TV and watch a movie. You know, that can be very spiritual, really. You may think, oh, no, that's escapism. That's bad. I should be really staying on top of this stuff and not letting myself fall backwards. If you play that game with yourself, then you're not very loving with yourself. So love yourself, give yourself a lot of rope, forgive yourself easily and freely, and keep expanding your self-image. And in a sense, we believe you will figure out what to do next. And yes, use a pendulum, muscle test, intuition, write in your journal, and let it come to you. Take a nap, dream it. You know, go into a nap and say, I'm going to dream the answer. What do I do now? Dream it. And then you'll get a little dream fragment. Okay, what does that say? And it will probably have a message for you. Okay, so, and then if in real total doubt, then you can just come and do this workshop again, this seminar. Now, the 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 are not actually sequential. 1, 2, 3, and 4 are. But five is kind of going down into the ground underneath and bringing it up. So so if you decide you're going to go all the way through the whole sequence again, we would suggest you go do 1, then you do 5, and then you do 2, 3, and 4. Okay, that's what we would suggest, and then you would get the complete building. And and we do suggest that at some point, if you've done all of the other four, that at some point just go through them all again. Do 1, 5, 2, 3, 4, and see what you get, because every time you do them, you're gonna launch yourself to another level. This split between the spiritual and the material is really huge. It's just enormous, and we have to say that it's just it can come up in cycles. It can come up in waves. You may think that, okay, I've made the choice, I've changed, I feel completely different. But you know, if you're really growing fast, in maybe 2 or 3 months, you may be back there feeling this. What is that edge? Why is there this stress around money? And it might be, voila, something. You know, you're kind of breaking through into new territory. And in that new territory, you still have to clear out some old stuff. It's that whole concept about the spiral. When you come, here's your issue, and you spiral around, you come up here, and when you're just above that issue, on the next rung of the spiral, that issue comes up again, and then you can just do it again, and then it comes around, and then it comes again. And basically, your growth cycles generally are like that. So maybe you just kind of can do these 5 seminars quarterly in the year or something like that, and use it as a cycle and just keep cycling up. That can give you a tremendous reinforcement and support for your launching your prosperous and spiritual destiny self. Okay. Thank you.
So Helen says, my old money channels have completely dried up, and I'm launching 2 new ones. So much is changing, and I don't have as much time to meditate, and my mind is always churning. So I don't feel grounded or as connected spiritually. How can I stay more connected with change?
All right, well, how exciting that you're putting together new channels. That is very exciting. Well, we would suggest for you in this regard, you don't feel that you have time to meditate, but you at least have time, like 15 minutes in your day. Take it away from the mental churning, okay? Give yourself a break and say, okay, mind, I am not going to chew on this issue anymore. I'm not going to chew on what I'm supposed to be doing, what I got to do. I'm not going to chew anymore on this, because the mind will chew incessantly forever. So basically you say, okay, I'm taking a break, and I'm going to go and do a meditation. And when you go to your meditation, you may want to connect with your spiritual team. You may do a listen to a meditation already recorded by us or someone else, but do something. It doesn't really matter exactly what, but the most important thing is to connect with your team. And even if you just don't really feel a deep connection or anything, don't worry about it. The intention is what's important here, that you go into a meditation and there you meet with your higher self, or you invite us in, or you work with your guides, or bring in your soul, or whatever you do, and do something. Now, we have a lot of really good meditations here and there that are good to listen to. And one of them, and in the love and healing sessions, we've got things where you expand image and things like that. These are shorter meditations than the ones what we do in these seminars. So you may find them useful. Just scan through there and say, oh, this looks like an interesting one, and do the meditation in that. So that could be something like that that you could do. But make sure that you've got to discipline yourself to do it. Because if not, the slave driver will run you. And if the slave driver run you, no, you don't have time, and you're putting all this energy in, and I'm tired now, I don't want to meditate. I'm too tired from doing all this work. Your slave driver is going to catch you on that one. That's slave driver stuff. And to negate the energies of the slave driver, you need to set aside 15 minutes, half an hour a day, where you absolutely refuse to chew on these two channels. You refuse to think about money. You refuse it completely, and you do something else. Maybe the only way you can do it is sit down and watch a rerun of some old comedy, you know, sitcom or something. Whatever you need to do, but you got to state break. You cannot let your mind stay on it. Otherwise, it'll keep churning, and it will be anticipating all sorts of negative things. It'll be worried. It'll be trying to figure out where all these pieces belong and what to do next. And you'll be disoriented. You won't know what to do next. You won't be able to do it elegantly. But if you give yourself a break, it's very important. If you're going to live as a prosperous person, if you want prosperity and abundance, as a spiritual person, you need to have relaxation time. You need to be able to just hang out. You need to do something else that's fun and or interesting, or think about something else other than money. You've got to get a break. A really prosperous, abundant person who is secure in that, within the security, is essentially the positive expectation of prosperity and abundance, which is part of what manifests it, okay? So if you can't give yourself a break, you're basically saying, I do not expect success. I think I've got to be a workaholic to get there. Cancel that belief. Maybe do a belief change on that, okay? But the most important thing is to recognize that you've got to relax. Otherwise, you're going to be too stressed. You've got to put your mind on something that's pleasurable. Maybe something that's just fun and creative. Maybe just lean back and listen to a meditation and drift. Don't even try to do a meditation where you have to work extra hard. Just drift. Like you can listen to one of these meditations that we have and fall asleep to it. That's good too. That works. So the point we're making here is that to be a prosperous person, you have to live as a prosperous person, and you have become aware of how your mind churns and how you don't seem to be able to prioritize relaxation, rest. If you don't get rest, your parasympathetic nervous system cannot kick in. You'll stay in sympathetic mode, which is fight or flight or freeze. And if you're there, you're in slave driver. So you don't want to be in slave driver. That's very important. You've got to kick that habit, okay? And because you've got to trust it's going to work out. If it's all going to plan, it's going to work out well, and just trust and expect it's going to be okay. It's going to work out. And I want to have a life now. It's not like I'm going to go and finally I'll have all that money and then I'll have a good life. No, have a good life now. And then later you'll have a good life with more money. Okay? So that's what we would suggest would be your orientation at this time. Thank you.
So Connie says, I'm in an unusual place for me and have been for past 2 months that correlate with this COVID-19 event. I'm not worried about money, even though my usual avenue for income has been shut down and I've managed to get unemployment for self-employed. Of my future without the unemployment, as I think of my future without the unemployment, I'm strangely not worried. I don't have fear. So it's puzzling to me. New territory. It feels like it could be a kind of gap or maybe a new range of flow.
All right. Well, this is an example, what you're sharing here, of being able to trust your divine plan, to trust the future, to trust that you're being taken care of, to trust that the universe is your friend. And while it may seem terrifying for someone else, that you're in this calm place is not because you've numbed out, because you haven't. It's not because you're ignoring it. You know it. You're very conscious and very present with where you're going. But you're not used to trusting this well. You're not used to being at this space. So it feels a little alien, a little foreign, unusual. So here's what we would suggest is that you reinforce your trust and that you bring in your team and line everybody up and you thank everybody. You know, thank you, and feel the gratitude, and thank you for supporting me, and thank you for continuing to support me, and thank you for supporting me in the future, and thank you for having supported me in the past. Thank you, and it feels so good, and I'm willing to receive this support, and I feel good with this support. I feel safe. I feel loved, and thank you. And just kind of reinforce it, strengthen that. It's like a strengthening a muscle. You exercise it. So you want to exercise this trust. You took it upon yourself to get unemployment. You took it upon yourself to take action. It worked for you, and you're in a you've been gifted a space-time event in which you can reinvent yourself. You can explore new inner territory. You can dream new dreams. You can find new creative outlets. You can do all sorts of things. So it's a great gift. Be grateful and expect more. All right. Thank you.
So this is the final question that is here, and it comes from Michelle. After my last private session, I had a huge expansion and made a big change as a result of my new place.
Bravo!
Right after that, I ran into a big money obstacle with my project. I get it that this is my test. Can you frame this issue in light of this new information that we've received?
You mean relate it to your past lives or your genetic heritage?
No, I think my sense is that the obstacle of this project, is there anything else, you know, based on this money magic manifestation 5?
Well, here's what we would suggest. We're not picking that up. We're picking up that, yes, it's a test, and we just previously talked about responding to the test and responding to the big change and the shrink back period and so on. So we would suggest that to listen again to the previous answers that we've given in this particular session. And then overall, to really get into that trust that it's all going to be well. And then do the meditation today. Do this technique, to experience this, and then see if it applies to you. because it, what we're talking about is the rift between the spiritual and the material, and we don't see that that is the foundation of this test. So once you get this shift made today, then we would recommend that you reassess and say, okay, was there anything that I can take from this meditation that I just did to help remedy my response to the test? Is there anything that can benefit me to the test? Maybe you can do something retroactively using the self that got hit with the test, which is a past self, very recent past self, but nevertheless, it's still a past self. And maybe you can heal that past self, love that past self, just as you would your child, right? Expand your self-image. Do what we've been suggesting here, okay? So we would suggest then you would find the answer to that question if indeed there is a reframe. Right now, we don't really see the need for a reframe, but if there is a potential benefit of reframing, you will find it after you finish this meditation. All right? Thank you.
Okay, then that's it.
All right. Very good. Beautiful questions. Thank you all. We appreciate it very much.